James 4:7. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Understanding. This verse encourages believers to submit to God's authority, acknowledging his sovereignty in their lives. It then instructs them to resist the devil, with the promise that the devil will flee when faced with such resistance. Examples: good application, submission, and resistance. A person who actively submits to God's will, seeks his guidance through prayer and scripture, and resists temptations and sinful influences demonstrates a good application of this verse. By aligning their life with God's principles, they experience victory over the influence of the devil. Bad application: partial submission. On the other hand, someone might claim to submit to God but selectively follow his commands. They may entertain sinful habits or compromise their moral values, indicating a lack of genuine submission. In such a case, resisting the devil may not be as effective. Conclusions. Submission to God's authority. The verse emphasizes the importance of willingly placing oneself under God's authority. This involves surrendering personal desires, plans, and decisions to God's guidance, recognizing his wisdom and sovereignty. Active resistance to temptation. The verse acknowledges the reality of spiritual opposition by urging believers to resist the devil actively. This involves saying no to sinful temptations and influences, relying on God's strength to overcome. Promised victory. The promise that the devil will flee when resisted provides hope and assurance. It signifies that, through submission to God and resistance to temptation, believers can experience victory over the spiritual forces of evil. Consistent Christian living. A good application involves a lifestyle of consistent submission to God and vigilant resistance to temptation. It's an ongoing process of spiritual growth, acknowledging the need for God's guidance and power daily. Warning against half-hearted commitment. The bad application serves as a warning against a superficial or half-hearted commitment to God. True resistance to the devil is most effective when rooted in genuine submission to God's authority. Encouragement for spiritual warfare. James 4:7 serves as an encouragement for believers engaged in spiritual warfare. It teaches that victory comes not only through resisting the devil, but, crucially, through submission to God. In conclusion, James 4:7 provides practical guidance for believers in navigating the spiritual realm. It calls for submission to God's authority and active resistance to the devil's schemes, offering the promise of victory through reliance on God's strength. The verse underscores the importance of a consistent and wholehearted commitment to God, acknowledging his supremacy in all aspects of life.